بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we spoke of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that how we should develop such love for him that is greater than the love we have for our parents, for the love we have for our children, for the love that we even have for our own self. And explained that how we can gauge whether we love them more or we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. A Sahabi by the name of Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he was seen in a very disturbed state. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What's the matter with you, Thawban?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, today I was sitting with my family and I realized that whenever we are feeling depressed, or whenever we are feeling low, or whenever we are suffering from any form of trouble and problems in this world, we come to you. We see your face and everything is forgotten. And we feel so comfortable and we feel so good when we are with you. But then the thought came to me that in the year after in Akhirah, you are a Nabi and you are the best of prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be on a level that is far higher and a loftier position than us. And the thought came to me is that I will not be able to see you in Akhirah." SubhanAllah, look at how Thawban radiallahu ta'ala thought. Ya Rasulullah, he's telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that my Jannah will not be Jannah if I cannot see you. If you're not there and if I cannot see you and I cannot have the opportunity to meet you, then what's the point of Jannah? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." The person will be in Akhirah with the one whom he loves. So you develop intense love for me, O Thawban, and Allah Ta'ala will allow you to see me. And Allah will allow you to meet with me. Allah will allow you to sit with me and enjoy my company in paradise as well.